DW.
The ground is dry, the leaves are rustling. Priska Milos is on her way to visit a village in southern Zambia. She wants to do a quick checkup there and talk about hygiene measures. The 29-year-old wears a ribbon with a huge bow in her hair. The villagers recognize her from afar. A maize farmer runs towards her, laughing.
The community health workers explain that we need to boil our water. They tell us how to maintain our toilets and that we need garbage pits.
Ali Nasia Makoka is in her 50s and the mother of seven. She has been digging a garbage pit as advised, but the maize farmer is not so motivated when it comes to another topic addressed by the health assistant, COVID-19 vaccines. The vaccine could also make people sick, she believes. She's heard a lot of things, she said. For example, that people die after 2 years. Priska Milos debunks the vaccine myth and encourages the farmer to get vaccinated. When Priska Milos completed her training 5 years ago, COVID was not yet an issue. Today, she's one of 3,200 women and men working as community health assistants in Zambia. Their work takes them to remote villages in particular, for example, to Masuku, which is a three-hour jeep ride away from the next paved road. On the way there, you trundle past villages and signs pointing to elementary schools and churches. Priska Milos comes from this area, and this is also where she returned after completing her training as a community health assistant.
Here in Masuku Terminal, the common disease we face is mostly diarrhea. In those areas where there are no water pumps or boreholes, so they drink water from the streams. We teach them how to keep their water safe, and we teach them how to keep their toilets clean and how to wash their hands frequently every time when they use the toilet. We also teach them on how to quickly assess the health services when they may be pregnant mothers down in the community. Then it's for them to start antenatal quickly, they don't. So unless when you find one, we talk to them, we teach them the importance of starting antenatal care early.
It is not an easy task. She wants to change the way of thinking in the villages. She wants to talk to people to prevent disease and improve health. This is a country where millions of people live far away from cities and far away from nurses and doctors. And this is the same in many other countries in Africa, Asia, and South America.
This is important. At least I can be of help to our community so that I can be moving, going, teaching people, telling them how to live, teaching one or two things like how to live healthy.
People who do Priska Milo's line of work are called community health workers. They form the backbone of basic healthcare worldwide. Without them, the Sustainable Development Goal of ensuring healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages, which the UN wants to achieve by 2030, would be impossible. In Zambia, these trained community health workers are called community health assistants, who are, in theory at least, also getting paid. However, the term community health worker can mean very different things in different countries, says Uta Lehmann-Grube, who heads the School of Public Health at the University of the Western Cape in Cape Town.
Community health worker is a term for people, mostly women, who work closely with people on the ground in the health sector. But they don't fall under the traditional Western-style health professions. That is, they are neither doctors, nor nurses, nor therapists. Most often, but by no means always, it is a requirement that they are residents of the villages and communities in which they are employed. But beyond that, there is little common ground.
Lehmann-Grube, who is originally from Germany, has lived in South Africa for more than 30 years. And for over two decades, she has been involved with community health systems in countries in the Global South. These are mostly structured around women who are involved in the neighborhood, often with no standardized training.
In the last few decades, we've classified people as community health workers who, for example, have received training for 1 week in a narrowly defined activity, and then they might support something like an immunization campaign. But then we also classify professionals as community health workers who have between 1 and 3 years of formal and accredited training at a technical college. These groups are totally incomparable in terms of training, in terms of responsibility and their role in the healthcare system. And yet, conceptually, we lump them all together.
This leads to confusion in the global discussion about healthcare assistants. They do not have the status of nurses and are often seen as a stopgap measure.
If the nurses and doctors go away, then they fall back on community health workers, but on short notice. There is no planning. They are not properly qualified. They often work only for a few weeks. They are not supported in their work. And there is very little training. And pay, where it exists, is often very unreliable.
It is not uncommon for women in particular to be expected to do the work on a voluntary basis. According to figures from the Community Health Impact Coalition, a network of experts, only 14% of all community health workers in Africa are paid. This leads to the work being done poorly, says Uta Lehmann-Grube, and the community health workers eventually change jobs when the opportunity presents itself, even though they are so important.
And then they say, there you go, community health workers are not a solution for the healthcare system. But there's no effort made to really invest.
Zambia, a country with 19 million inhabitants, about three times the size of the UK and about twice as big as Germany, wants to do things differently. The Zambian government announced a new strategy around 10 years ago. The government recruits locals, trains them professionally for a year, and sends them back to their communities for the equivalent of 200 euros a month in wages. These trained community health workers are called community health assistants. Ethiopia, among others, served as a model. The country of 110 million people trained tens of thousands of health workers in the late noughties and distributed them throughout the country, massively strengthening the health system in rural regions. It happened under the then Health Minister Tedros Ghebreyesus, who is now Director General of the World Health Organization. But since 2020, a war in Ethiopia has affected millions. And in Zambia, how successful is the training program here? Anthropologist Joseph Sulu is probably the country's leading expert on community healthcare. He wrote his doctoral thesis on the subject and is very well connected.
The amount of support at the time of developing the community health assistance was massive. Essentially, I think it is up to now in terms of implementation process.
In 4 schools across the country, trainees learn first aid as well as how to test for HIV. They learn how to use contraceptives, painkillers and dewormers, and they learn how to educate people about clean water, vaccinations or malaria. After a year of training, they go back to their homes, where they know the people and speak the local language. Joseph Sulu says he recently completed an evaluation of the government program. The conclusion? It's been a success.
So what we saw, and interestingly, is that in areas where community health assistants were or had lived longer, maternal child health outcomes were much higher compared to areas where the community health assistants had not worked for a long time. So that was clear across all. Even when COVID came, we saw a drop. Immediately the community health assistants stopped going in the community. Access dropped to the services when we were asking them their responses. So you can really see how this contribution and the value of community health assistants going in the community is very clear.
The big challenge, however, remains securing sustainable funding. It is not the case that all community health assistants who receive state training are subsequently employed. Many work anyway on a voluntary basis with the promise of being paid later. But the state lacks money, explains Naomi Lubala Mungini. She's the program coordinator at the Zambian Ministry of Health. She says the state can currently pay 1,350 employees, while the organization Global Fund covers the salaries of about 300 more. This means that half of the community health assistants, or CHAS, as they're called in Zambia, are currently paid. The other half often does the same job without pay, often for years. Naomi Lumbala Mungini explains.
I would like to make mention that the government is very much committed over this same CHA program. Time and again, governments have changed, but the fortunate part is all the manifestos, all the messages that each and every government comes in is to ensure that community health continues. And we can't talk of community health without talking about community health assistance.
The only problem is that there is not enough money.
Of course, in the recent past, we used to have different partners who are supporting CHAZ, but the project came to an end. So we are still trying to look into other means to ensure that we have all those who are not on payroll absorbed on the payroll, either on government or partners.
Welcome. Hello.
Thank you.
Back at the health station in Masuku, the Thailand's Prisca Milos was one of those who worked as a volunteer for a long time. She's only been getting a regular monthly salary since May 2021.
So this is the screening room, and this here is the labor room. It's where they conduct deliveries.
When the 29-year-old is not on the road, she works in this health station here. She guides me through the outpatient clinic, the delivery room, and the pharmacy. Syringes are stored there, as well as paracetamol, contraceptives, and tablets for the treatment of HIV patients. Rapid malaria tests and antibiotics for respiratory infections are arranged on tables. Prisca Milo says she works all week, often on weekends as well.
I've put my program like Monday, I'll be here. We do one or two things here. Then in the afternoon, I go in the community. And then Monday, Thursday, Friday. Those are my days because there are busy days here. Like on Tuesday, it's a busy day. So other officers will be busy with other things. So I help out. And Wednesday, we have antenatal here. So it's difficult for me to go out because I also need to attend to those people who come from the community. I referred. So I need to see to it that they are there. Thursday and Friday, I go in the community or we go outreach for those under five and see other people like those women, the antenatal people who cannot come here because there are some areas which are very far. We walk, we go there, we meet them, then we come with the information.
She has received the blue work coat from the government and the large register book in which she enters patient visits. She also received the bicycle so that she can reach remote areas more quickly.
Some areas are hard to reach. Like when I'm going to Nzululukwa down there, I'll just get a bicycle from here, reaching somewhere very near. Then from there, it's difficult for me to go with a bicycle, so I need to walk.
When she wasn't getting paid, her old bike was usually parked in the clinic's backyard. The chain was broken, and Prisca Milos could not afford to repair it. Now, the young mother receives a salary, although her current contract is also temporary. Naomi Lubala-Muncini of the Ministry of Health is clear that they are working to put more employees on the payroll. But the problem also exists with other professions, such as doctors and nurses. Zambia is heavily in debt. The new government has announced plans to hire more than 11,000 health workers. Many African countries have already tried to implement basic health programs. Too often, they have failed for a variety of reasons. Often, there is simply a lack of political will, says social scientist Uta Lehmann-Gruber in South Africa.
When you build a hospital, you can really show off. Community health programs have to be built over a long time and with care. It takes quite a bit of staying power. I know, for example, for some of the big funders in this field, it's unattractive because the connection between successes and the role of the community health workers can't be measured quantitatively well enough. And to that extent, it's unattractive to funders.
There has also been resistance from professional organizations. Nurses, for example, often push back against the idea of community health workers being given more responsibilities. In Zambia, this was also a problem at the beginning, says expert Joseph Sulu. The state is still pursuing its original goal of 5,000 trained health assistants. If Sulu has his way, there should be even more. Zambia could then serve as a model for Africa. In the south of Zambia, Prisca Milos has arrived at the next neighbor's house. She doesn't have to tell this patient about COVID. She has already been vaccinated. The health assistant chats a bit, then moves on, past people who now know that the new disease is not a myth, past latrines and garbage pits. Prisca Milos is well aware of her successes.
At least now, in areas, in deep areas there, they never had toilets. But after teaching them the importance of using a toilet, a lot have toilets. They practice hand washing and also water. At least they drink safe water. It's difficult to change a person. It's difficult, so you have to be strong as well. Changing mind of people so that they do the right thing to live healthy.
DW.